Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and this is season number 4. And on today's show, we got an episode you do not want to miss. So without a doubt, let's get it in.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions are two proud sponsors of the Vision Live Network, working together to bring us the best listening experience possible. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions, two marquee names in our industry today. For more information, visit 40visionfilms.com.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And on today's episode, I got a special guest with an S on the end of that. These boys been doing their thing. They just released a new video the world was waiting for, and it delivered. Welcome, the GMB boys.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's up, man? It's been a long time, man. What y'all been up to, man, individually? Like, what's been going on before the latest video dropped?
Nothing, really. Just been staying out the way. I've been in the gym. Everybody know college life with the basketball and stuff, man. And trying to make it as far as we can with this YouTube stuff, man.
That's what it is.
Marquell?
Like you said, been staying out of the way and all that. And like y'all know, I committed to a JUCO college. So I was playing JUCO ball next year.
Michael?
Nothing much. Just been in the house, locked in on getting better at Valorant, trying to go pro, pursue my dreams, whatnot.
That's what's up. I know everybody in the crew got like a sports background, man. How's the recruiting going, man? It's transfer portal season, man. How's that going?
So far right now, I'm down to my last 6 options of where I want to go to school. Commitment video coming soon, real soon.
Like I said, I entered the portal, I think, October, and I committed like a couple weeks or a couple months ago.
I've been thinking about going to Winthrop University to pursue their gaming scholarship.
That's what's up, man.
We got Maya here. Maya, the question was, how's the recruitment process going for you right now?
The recruitment process is actually good. I commit May 1st, but my sign is May 12th at 12:45, Jerry High School, if y'all want to pull up, you know. I don't see that.
That's what's up, man. Big things. So let's get into it, man. I saw the new video, and I gotta tell y'all, man, it's fire. Y'all got another banger on your hands. But before we get into the video, man, the world wants to know, like, what took y'all so long to put out, you know, some new content, man? It's been a while since the first video.
To be honest, it's just like getting everybody together and getting everything set like a schedule and stuff. But we about to stay consistent now because we got everything planned. You know, I was in Alabama for a little minute. We was all spaced out throughout the world. Our boy Matt, he recently got big. He got bigger plans. He out right now doing stuff great for the group and stuff right now. But, yeah.
That's what's up. So officially, man, I've been getting you know, my followers, they send some questions in. So just to make it clear, you know, Matt is still in the group?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay, yeah, because there's some people like this was unclear. You know, I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know Matt is still, you know, doing big things. He's still part of the GMB. I was watching the video, and I'm like, man, Suicide Wings, man, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Who idea was that, man, and who created that concept?
Yeah, Jason. Y'all know Jason's idea. Jason came to us about the thing. He was like, "Y'all boys, I got these Suicide Wings and the Q&A we can try, and we just went along with it."
That's what's up. That's your first time, like, trying it, or y'all did it before?
Oh, that was first time.
Man, so that's first time, and y'all did it on camera?
Yeah, first and last at that.
Yeah, never again.
That's what's up. That's crazy. That's crazy. So one of the questions, man, and this is like the most popular one that people want to know. Like, we're in an era where, you know, it's a lot of like reality TV going on and people creating content, you know, like y'all doing right now and stuff like that. And one of the conversations that come up a lot is, you know, as far as like what the viewers are watching. Like, they want to know, like, is it scripted? Is it, like, you know, y'all come up, you know, everything people saying, is it real? Basically, like, the questions that was asked, like, they want to know, like, did y'all already know the answers to those questions in advance? Or, you know, like us, y'all find out right there on the spot.
Oh, no, we freestyled everything. We just had, like, the questions we wanted to know, like, within the group. That stuff we had for each other. We all had like 8+ questions for each other that we wanted to know, and the people wanted to know. And then the answers, it was freestyle. We ain't even know like nothing at all.
Listen, everything we do, we don't script. We do once, whatever y'all see, that's what y'all get. We don't script, we don't write down, no nothing.
We think of ideas and stuff. And then, like, stuff like that, we do on our own, so we don't tell nobody and everything, so.
That's what's up. I think that's the best way to go, man, on the spot. Like, it creates the best TV, you know what I'm saying? It creates, you know, something that everybody want to watch. Like, I feel like the best things that happen is the things that's not planned out. Did y'all have any parts of the video that wasn't, you know, that wasn't in the plan? That kind of just happened, and it was great for watching.
Yeah. That white girl, when she came in, we was in the middle of, like, talking, and like they just came in, was looking at us, so we was just like, y'all be in the video, child, we, and yeah.
And another part of the video that we got a shout out to our editor for this one, though. Like, he added special details to, like, everything we did. And that's Michael right there. Special shout out to him, man. For sure.
Yo. This question is for each one of y'all. Which part do you feel is the most funniest of the video?
Most funny part of the video is probably the secret Jeremiah had to tell the group, man. That right there is going down in the history books, man. Mike, go ahead. What's your favorite part?
I say my favorite part, I ain't gonna lie, cause I say it was the stop, drop, and roll part, cause that one was hot. And I ain't gonna lie, my mouth was on fire and stuff like that. It was just to the point where I was like, man, yeah.
Quill, what was your favorite part of the video?
I say the favorite part was like I said, what Mike said, the stop, drop, and roll, bro. I was not expecting that man fall out of the chair and do none of that.
Michael, what was your favorite part? Like,
I think my favorite part was when the white girl came and she ate it when y'all told her it wasn't hot, and she ate it and she looked at y'all and said, "This is hot."
Yeah, that's the part that everybody talking about, man. That seemed to be like, you know, number one. So y'all been doing this for a while now, man. I wanted to ask each one of y'all, who's the person that y'all look at, you know, whether it's YouTube or whatever platform, but what's the person that y'all look at that, you know, content creation that made y'all, you know, say, Man, you know, we should do that. We should get into this game.
To be honest, I'll probably say AMP. Because, like, they like, have everything, like, we want, like, for real. Like, they the group. Like, the way they vibe as brothers and all that. The brotherhood, where they come from and stuff like that. And just the way, like, they bond and they all their videos and their content that they make.
Yeah, I say AMP too, right along with it. And I've been watching Duke for like the longest and all that. And once he joined AMP and all that, I was like, oh, this is even better. We got Duke, Kai, Fano, Chris, Agent, all of them. So, like, that's a brotherhood. I like that.
What about you, Maya?
Same thing, AMP, because looking at some of their videos, I feel like all of us, like, image one of them, and it's just like, we could do this too.
Michael, which, who you feel like we based our YouTube channel off of?
I mean, really, y'all kind of put on the same vibe as AMP when it comes to like actually genuinely bonding and being friends. Like, y'all just not a YouTube group to be a YouTube group and profit off of it. Y'all actually give a fuck about each other. And sorry, I don't know if I can cuss, but y'all actually care about each other as people. So yeah, AMP. Probably the closest thing to the RDC as well. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, this is the slackest talk, man. You can say whatever you want, man. We keep it real on this channel.
For sure.
The channel, the GMB Boys channel, and the videos, man, it just took off. It went to another level. Was y'all what's the count now as far as views and subscriptions? What's the numbers like now? And was y'all expecting the video to take off so fast?
Right now, I think we have in all total, we have like 3.6K views within two videos. And right now, I think we have like 165 subscribers. We need like 200 more just to get our page monetized and stuff like that. But we definitely dropping some more videos, so stay tuned. We got some more heat in store for y'all.
Was as far as viewership, which video has the most views so far? Was it the first? Is it the first or the second?
Yeah, right now it's the first video. That right there, that was a classic, man. That was the first time we ever dropped, man. And that took us all the way up, man. We done blew up from there.
No doubt. So this is something new here on the Slackest Talk podcast, man. You've seen the GMB Boys video where, you know, y'all have y'all questions. We got some questions here on the Slackest Talk podcast. These next questions is for all four of y'all. We just trying to see, like, you know, which one of y'all have the most in common, which one of y'all would disagree, which one of y'all would agree. Is there an argument to be had, that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? The first one, do you prefer light-skinned girls or dark-skinned girls?
I'll probably say light-skinned.
I'll say, well, I like my woman red. I like my light-skinned.
Oh, that's too light.
Me, to be honest, I say both because I have a preference. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say dark skin.
Uh-oh, 2-1.
Michael.
The light skin all the way.
Oh, you heard it here. GMB boys say light skin. Next question. Basketball or football?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Hey, listen, I'm the only football player in the group, man.
Oh, basketball wins that round. Do you prefer girls who are older or younger?
I'd probably say one year younger. 1 year younger is me.
1 year younger.
Yeah, I like slightly younger too.
I say 1 year younger and probably 1 to 2 years older.
Alright, well, it's younger on that one. Now we're getting into some music. Drake or J. Cole?
I'll probably say J. Cole. Drake is like for like dancing kids, man.
Yeah, Cole.
say, yeah, Cole.
Yeah, Cole.
Cole.
All anonymous, man. J. Cole. J. Cole, no Drake fans. The next one. We staying on the music vibe. NBA Youngboy or Rod Wave?
YB. YB for president, man.
YB, yeah, YB for president, man.
YB just better.
Facts.
Uh-oh, Youngboy. I guess this next one is like, I guess for a night out, just hanging out, man. Y'all going to the movies or y'all going bowling?
Yeah, probably bowling. Bowling. I'll probably say bowling, but we already know who win that.
Uh-oh. Oh, that leads to another question, man. Who's the best bowler in the group?
Jason.
It's obviously me, man.
Jason. It's Jason. That's kept. Hey, we ain't gonna do all that chatting for y'all here on the podcast, man. A bowling video coming soon, man. That's all we're gonna put out there. Bowling video coming soon, man.
Uh-oh, that was the next one, man. We got a bowling. GMB boys, man. You a fan of bowling, man. Be on the lookout. This one is probably gonna be tough for you for each one of y'all. You can only pick one. Are y'all picking the first video? The first GMB boy video or the second? My Slackers Talk fans, put y'all on the spot on this one.
I'll probably say the second video because, like, everybody got to know all of us, like, for who we are and everything, and, like, what we going to bring to the channel and stuff like that, if that makes sense. Don't get me wrong, the first video right there, too, like, it's hard. My boy Jeremiah, he did his big one with that one, man. We freestyled, we let him freestyle with the first one, man. He didn't know who she was and nothing like that, man.
All right.
When I said my second one, agreeing to what Jason said, like, getting to know everybody a little bit more. That was my first time appearing in a video because I wasn't in the first video. But it still showed love at the end of the day.
For me, I said the first one and everything. I mean, not the first one. I'm tripping. The second one because, yeah, like they said, y'all got to know, like, us because most people don't know us, so, like, giving y'all a background on us and everything.
Got you. Sound like the second one.
Mike, what'd you say, Michael?
I was going to say, yeah, the second one. I got a, you know, personal bias since I edited it. Second one for sure.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Second one it is. All right. Now, this next group of questions is kind of different. We looking for the answer, but this one is, like, more to find out how y'all feel about each other. So, like, same concept. It goes out to everybody, but we, you know, it's kind of like putting you on the spot, man. We're going to see, like, who's who. So, out of the GMB boys, who's the first one to start a fight?
Probably no, Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Matt.
Matt definitely.
All right, so we going with Matt. Matt ain't here to defend himself.
Definitely,
man.
Matt.
We're going with Matt.
We have proof. We have proof that it's Matt.
All right, so I got to get Matt on the show, man. Matt got to defend himself on that one, man. All right. Who's the laziest?
Definitely not.
Uh-oh.
Definitely Maya. Definitely Jeremiah.
Y'all seem to be split on that one. Y'all seem to be split. All right, which one is the most business-minded?
Jason.
Yeah,
probably Jason.
All right, second, that's anonymous. Who eats the most?
Jason.
All
right. Two straight. Which member is the funniest?
Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a clown, bro.
For sure.
All right, that's four. That's four out of five, anonymous. That's four out of five. Which member is the most popular? Like, which one of y'all would y'all say, man, everybody knows him?
I say about me and Jason.
Yeah.
Definitely
so, yeah. That's what's up. That concludes the round of questions for that. And the question I got asked like the second most, man, are there any plans for the G&B boys to put other people on? Like, basically, are y'all going to use the channel to set up, you know, other shows for other people as the channel grows and start like a brand?
Yeah, definitely. The more, we just got to build a little bit more, get our names out there all across the world. Right now, we 2 states, but we plan on traveling a little bit too, like going to different states for people to get to know who we are. And we have another thing we plan on doing, giving back to the community. We're supposed to be having like a community thing where we're giving back to like people in need, like people who don't have much and stuff like that. Soon that we have in the works. Yeah, and as far as the brand go, we have something coming up real soon. Stay tuned.
So we could definitely look forward to like seeing more shows on the channel.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Got you. Now, you know, I know y'all got a busy schedule and stuff going on. I know this came out, but we in the world of, you know, people just want to like see different content. Are there any plans for like, I say like comedy skits, like commercials, like not necessarily like full length videos, but like little comedy skits here and there that people can see real quick, like advertisements, things of that nature?
Yeah, definitely. We should have one out by next week or probably in the next 2 weeks, actually. And we're about to start vlogging some more too for y'all.
Now, in closing, when can we expect the next G&B video, and like how often in between?
Real soon. I'd probably say I might be getting something next week if we want to. Might be getting something next week, for real. Cause y'all really messing with us on the last video, so y'all keep messing with us, we're gonna drop for y'all. So probably next week we have y'all.
There you have it, man. G&B boys dropping something next week, and we can expect a bowling video. Promise the viewers, man. Promise.
Definitely, because we're about to see who the GOAT at bowling is, for real.
Everybody knows I'm the best bowler out of the group.
Cap.
Uh-oh.
And if y'all haven't yet, y'all definitely need to show our editor some love. Go ahead, say your socials, Michael.
YGG Quinn on Instagram.
It's not just us, like Jason, me, Maya, Matt. We got an editor too. Wow, the editor won't be able to drop no type of vids at all. Like, none of us know how to edit, so we ain't had an editor. We don't have no videos for y'all at all.
Facts. And I feel like we got the best in the world right now, for real. We got the best one. Like, we tell him like a little bit of things that we like wanted, and then we let him freestyle, and then that's what y'all get, man. He good at what he do, man.
Appreciate it.
There it is. The G&B boys in the building. And I just want to say, man, here on the Slackers Talk, man, I'm proud, man. I love the content. Y'all doing y'all thing. I'm just amazed of how the channel grew so fast. Like, I remember when y'all first got started. You know, I saw both videos. I'm definitely a fan. My fans are fans. You know, we keep up with the G&B boys. We want y'all to keep doing what y'all doing. And, hey, you know, any releases, man, y'all come back on the show, man. Can we get that from you?
Yeah, for sure. Most definitely.
Go ahead, y'all leave y'all Instagram and, you know, say what y'all need in closing before we close the show. Any last words?
This Jason, man. Who with Jay, man? The leader of the group. The real spill, man.
Man, I'm calling IG at MJ from 215, bro. You know what I'm saying? Man, Maya Tura _Instagram, man, Jeremiah, man.
You already got mine. Glad to be here.
That's what's up, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. G&B boys doing their thing. If you haven't seen the video, what are you waiting for? Go check that out on YouTube right now. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.